Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
A special guest joining us, General Manager and President of Basketball Operations for the Dallas Mavericks, Donnie Nelson, joining us here on 105.3 The Fan. Good afternoon, sir.
He's in the building!
How's Triple Trouble doing?
Do what now?
How's Triple Trouble?
Oh, you heard it. Okay. Yes. All right. Well, thanks for listening to the show, man, and congrats.
Heck yeah.
Nice win last night. But, okay, so my frustrations with Porzingis, thanks for joining us and sharing your perspective. He's hurt. He hasn't gotten better on defense, and he's high maintenance about what specific role he plays in the offense. How would you react to those criticisms?
Oh, I don't think they're accurate, you know. Look, the reality is that, you know, when you play with Luka, you better be able to shoot the long ball, you know, because we're at our best when he's breaking down defenses, getting in the paint, shooting that nice little floater or kicking it out for a three. He's been out for a few games, so you got to give him a chance to get his sea legs. I thought we were really, really happy with the way he looked, the way he moved, his production, and to have, momentum and him have two more games, get under his belt for the playoffs. We're pretty excited.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when he's on, it's good. But, I mean, to all three of those things are inaccurate. So is he a healthy player in your assessment?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a maintenance thing, and as you know, with all of our players, whether it's, you know, KP or Luka or, you know, the last guy on the bench, you know, we're going to do what's in the best long-term interest of their careers and futures. I think our medical staff, Casey, played it perfect, where he was, again, moving really, really well. I think the extra rest was probably needed. And we got to take care of business on, you know, one of the next two games, and then we got to, you know, get ready for the postseason.
How did KP come out of last night's game feeling? Was that just rolling him back in slowly?
You know, I mean, look, there's a lot of things that go into that. There's, you know, there's matchups. I think it was a really good night for him to, again, slowly wade back into, normalcy in terms of rotation. We were pretty pleased.
Donnie, thanks again for coming on with us. I want to ask you about the toughness of your team. This is something that you guys were preaching, you know, at the start of the season. Hey, we got to get tougher. We got to be better in a lot of these games. Where do you think the toughness level is with your team right now? Are you still looking for that?
Well, I mean, look, the reality is we're toughness. I mean, this is not boxing or football. You know, it's not the strongest, toughest guy out there wins when the dust settles. It's about skill, talent, creativity. I think it's really important that, Dwight Powell and, some of our, frontline guys, bring that to the table. And I think that that's, trending in the right direction. I think that, with Dorian and Richardson, that gives you some mid and backcourt, length and athleticism and defense. And so I think, look, we're a young team. I mean, everything goes through and starts with Luka. And, again, the postseason is a lot different than the regular season. You know, we're hoping to build on what we did last year. This is just a natural process for a young team to build on and go through. I mean, the good news is, seems like we're you know, playing well at the right time. You know, Brunson, Hardaway, everyone's kind of kicking in. Who knows? It's a pretty wide open field at this point. So we could catch fire at the right time, and, you know, who knows how far we go.
Have you figured out, though, as a staff, or can you have an answer about why there tends to be some struggles against teams that are they're not as good as you?
You know, honestly, I think that's, you know, again, just part of growing up. And, you know, two of our best players, you know, are not they have limited playoff experience. And the reality is, like anything in life, you've got to go through the ups and the downs and, you know, get sand kicked in your face and go through those situations. So, yeah, that's just, you know, part of the process of a young team that is kind of, you know, growing into, you know, what we hope is a perennial deep playoff contender.
So when you guys initially traded for KP, Donnie, it was really interesting because Tim Hardaway Jr., at least to me and to a lot of people, I think, was seen as sort of, hey, if you'll take his salary, you can get Porzingis. And he has stepped up in such a big way and really carried you guys on a lot of different nights this year. Has your guys' view of him, I'm sure you were high on him when you got him, but has your guys' view on him changed in terms of like the long-term viability and just what you think of him as a player?
Sure. I mean, look, I had the good fortune of coaching his dad in Golden State, and you talk about toughness. He was pound for pound probably the toughest player on the Maverick or on the Warriors back then. And obviously when you play for Pat Riley, and you've got to have the level of mental toughness. And Timmy's cut out of the same cloth. You know, Timmy is the ultimate competitor. He's a guy, when he catches fire, look out, he can go for 40. He's trending well at the right time. He'll be the first to tell you that, you know, life in New York was a little bit different. You know, when you play with a true point guard and someone that can, you know, put the ball on the money at 30 feet and split hairs with his passes, your looks are a lot cleaner and better when you play with Luka Doncic.
Indeed. It's Donnie Nelson here with you on 105.3 The Fan. Speaking of Luka, where are you with him and the refs, and how important is it that he changes his tone or his approach to his objections to the calls?
Well, I mean, the thing that you can never take away is the passion, and I think you see that, you know, from ownership to coaching to management to players on the court. It's just, you know, you get involved with not just games, but every possession, and you're, you know, trying to put your best foot forward in the West, and it's not easy. And so I think Luka's really taken a nice step in keeping his emotions and in check. I think it's a trend that you'll see to continue to happen. And look, it's a maturity thing. I think to have exchanges, you know, with referees are certainly, you know, part of our game. Disagreements are part of our game, but you have to, you know, choose your words carefully. And in Luka's case, I strongly encourage him to speak Slovenian.
It's Donnie Nelson with us. Is there a guy for you that jumps out over the course of this year in terms of the way that they've progressed? Because once upon a time, I had a campaign. It was called hashtag upgrade Dodo for a guy who shoots the three and is able to play defense, because it seemed like late in games he wasn't all that comfortable with it. But lately, really the last 3 months, he's shooting the ball great, but he seems to be more aggressive, more assertive. So to me, he would be the guy. But is there anybody on this team that you've seen sort of grow throughout the year that you're proud of?
Man, I mean, you know, Dodo and Jalen, you know, really, there's so many guys, you know. You know, Josh Green, I mean, recently, just his energy, passion. You know, Dwight's finally getting healthy and getting back to his, you know, true form. You could really make a case for every guy on the team in some form or fashion. But I think, you know, Dodo is just unique because, you know, for where you know, undrafted, for where he came and where he is now. I mean, now he's not only shooting the long ball with confidence, but, you know, passing is infectious. And when you're playing with, you know, a guy like Jalen, Luka, it really becomes fun sharing the ball and having all five guys touch it. And so I've really seen an uptick in his ability to, you know, make plays rather than just a catch and shoot. He's putting the ball down one, two times, you know, swinging it, finding the open guy, even through a lob pass the other night, you know, which is straight out of the Luka playbook. But just really, really proud of the maturity and the development that, you know, Jalen specifically and Dodo have shown this year.
Donnie, you know, Mark's come on our station and talked about a little bit. He's addressed about the relationship between Luka and KP. And he says, hey, it's not always perfect in sports and all that. You know, you're not always going to have the best relationships. How do you view the relationship between Luka and KP?
You know, there was a day when, you know, guys would hang out and hang out at each other's houses and this and that. I mean, just you can't really judge relationships in the modern day on, you know, how much, you know, guys go to dinner with each other. That really doesn't matter. I mean, I think they're at different phases of their careers, different phases of their ages. You can, you know, take every guy on the team, not named Boban, and, you know, say the same thing or make the same case. It's, I think the fact that they're, you know, are you know, best two players, you know, there's a little bit more scrutiny. Well, why aren't they, you know, hanging out every night like Nash and Dirk were? Well, the reality is, you know, we're at a different phase in terms of the NBA. You know, there's not a lot of that happens. And I think it's just that. I mean, it's kind of overanalyzed.
All righty. It's Donnie Nelson here with you on 105.3 The Fan. Luka last night says in order to win the championship, you got to beat everybody. So the seeding doesn't matter that much. Do you see it the same way? And is getting through the West this year realistic for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, look, that's the challenge and what we're excited about. And again, the fact that we're clicking, you know, at the right time. And, you know, I think in terms of matchups, if you asked, you know, three different coaches and three different management folks, and they probably have a, you know, a different take. I mean, the reality is you're going to have to beat, you know, some really, really good teams. And I think when you start, you know, trying to, you know, figure out, you know, or manipulate who you play against, you run into trouble.
Okay, other than, well, you can pick yourself if you want. Who do you think's the toughest out in the West right now with this playoffs about to get going? Is there a favorite, you think?
The Mavericks.
I love it.
I'm glad you said that.
Are you guys worried at all about a cease and desist from Tobias Harris? I know he and Boban were best friends and had a podcast, and he seems very offended by Luka and Bobby being best friends.
Well, I think Tobias is jealous because, you know, Bobby can literally hold like 120 goldfish in one hand.
Okay. That's we counted that? Has somebody done this research project?
I believe it.
Yeah, those guys are best of friends, as is, you know, Luka. Look, Bobby is everyone's best friend, including, you know, every fan in the arena. The guy is just an absolute joy to be around.
Are you at all of the home games? Because one of my favorite thing is when it's on TV, anytime a ball gets stuck, the camera goes immediately to Bobby, whether he's going to do anything about it or not. Like last night, the ball got stuck way up high there, and the camera just goes to Bobby.
Yeah, he's the broom saver.
It's just so funny.
Donnie Nelson here with us. He is great. How about the 14 minutes for Josh last night and for the first time this year he didn't start? How are things going with the season winding down here in his first year with the Mavericks?
Yeah, no, it's really, Rick's got really 8-9 guys that could start. I mean, the reality is it's matchups. It's, I mean, you know, Rick is going to make the right decision for the right, playoff opponent or Friday or what have you. I mean, it's the reality is, look, he trotted J.J. Barea out there to win a championship. And so there's no pride. We're all about winning. And, of course, you'd rather start than not. But the reality is it depends on who we're matching up against and what lineup gives us the best chance to win.
Donnie, I know this is like hindsight, but do you miss JJ in a way for his presence in the locker room and what he meant to your coaching staff and to you in a way just to kind of help the team along? You mentioned about a young team. Do you miss a guy like that?
Oh, I love JJ. I was texting him yesterday. He just got back in Dallas, after having a really good, season over in Spain. He is pound for pound, maybe got the biggest heart and the ultimate competitor. When you have winners like that, whether they're, in the locker room or like Devin Harris or, you just love those guys, around the team. I mean, Derek Harper, Rolando Blackman, these guys, Brad Davis, the fact that those guys, are around the team on road trips, when COVID's not driving us crazy. It just, gives everyone a sense of history and, Dirk. I mean, my gosh, there isn't anything that he wouldn't do for any of our players or the franchise. And when you have guys like that, kind of behind the curtain, willing at any text or call to step up, it's just a great message for the young guys.
Donnie, before you go, can you give me an under the radar, either Red Dirt or Americana band to Pandora/Spotify?
Man, I tell you what, me, I'm give me Randy Rogers, Wade, Stoney, I missed hanging out at Billy Bob's, and hopefully after we win a championship, we'll be able to have a nice little party out there.
That's the word from the CDC today. Get vaccinated, no more social distancing. So I'd love to see you out there, and thanks for joining us and giving your insights. And I'm sorry for being critical, Donnie. Turns out it's all good, huh?
Hey, no hard feelings, man, as long as we keep winning.
All right, yes, I'll drink to that. All right, we'll see you soon. Thanks again,
Donnie.
All right,
boys.
Take care.
Always a pleasure.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.